My Music. A panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Shryan. Your chairman, Steve Race.
Thank you, and welcome to the stage of the Planet Theatre in Slough, where we resume that never-ending battle for truth, justice and musical enlightenment. We being John Amis and Frank Muir, versus Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. In your heart, you know she's right, and always on my side, our scorer, Leonie Lawson. Right, we start with the questioning then. John, you'll recognise this immediately as Chopin's Revolutionary Study, but my question is, listen carefully and then tell me, without knowing who it is, how good is the performance?
Not at all bad. I suppose you're going to tell me it's by a Muppet or a...
not at all bad. Would you go as far as say not at all good either?
You know, Frank, I was... No, what's your name?
Steve. Steve, that's right.
Steve. That's all right.
Thank
no,
you.
Sorry.
Thank
sorry.
You, Sydney.
No, I was a music critic for about 18 years, and I learnt never to take notice of the first piece on the programme.
Well, well said.
How's
first,
that?
First piece on our programme, very diplomatic. It was a recording made in 1963 by Sviatoslav Richter. And I think it can be said he's played better in his time.
We should
than
practice
that.
His Richter scale.
Oh, lovely. Oh, lovely.
Not bad.
No, not bad.
Bad.
Not bad at all. Not bad at all.
First line on the programme.
Yes.
Anyhow, I did recognise the piece. You're quite right.
The piece, yes.
So that's something.
Frank, this is Estudiantina by Waldteufel. Listen and then tell us about the main percussion instrument you hear. Frank.
Was either the sort of Newman Noggs, who's in the audience, cracking his knuckles?
A couple of Newman Noggs.
Or it's castanets, sure.
Castanets, yes. Would you like to show us how to play them? Lane's got
no.
Some for you here. Go on. We'll play you some music without castanets, and you can add the castanets.
I don't take my holidays in Binnendorm, and I don't know how to...
You right. Cue music.
Let's go on.
Masterly, absolutely masterly. Yes, get a master. Ian, over to you. The song, please, its origin and the names of the duettists.
Him and say to him with compliment ironical.
Hey, to you, good day to you, and that's what you should say.
Your style is much too sanctified, your cut is too canonical.
Bing bar to you, ha ha to you, and that's what you should say.
So?
Yes, well, the song is, well, is a duet from Patience, sort of ho ho to you and all
yes,
that sort of thing.
All that.
And the singers are undoubtedly Hinge and Brackett.
They are indeed. Do you happen to know their real names?
Yes, I do happen to know their
Doyle
real names.
Doyle and Brody.
their real names are George Logan and yes. Patrick Fife.
Yes, indeed. Scots, presumably.
Well, I'm not sure. I have sung with Fife. Patrick Fife's sister, Jane Fife, and... she sings very beautifully, but I don't think she had a Scots accent.
Well. Oh, well. Dennis, title, composer, please, and what's the prominent percussion instrument?
Mm-hmm.
What's the piece, first of all?
Well, I would call it a sand dance.
Or a sandpaper ballet, even.
You could call it sandpaper. Yes, I was going to say that the percussion instrument sounds like emery paper.
Yes.
Is it rapid memory?
Show us.
Oh, all right. Is it?
I'll have them back, I think. You know, they might come in useful sometime doing the job. Yes, the composer, do you know? Ian knows.
Leroy Anderson.
Leroy Anderson, Sandpaper Ballet, yes. We come now to music on tap, the tapping being on this cigar box. See if you can identify well-known tunes simply from their rhythms.
Yes,
no.
You can.
Yes, you can. I'll give you every assistance. John, a waltz, and it starts on the first beat of the bar. So it's 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. Frank's got it. Yes.
I don't know which is more incomprehensible to me, Frank.
Charles one's best.
You know what da 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 dee da da.
Oh, that's Knock the Nuts, isn't it? Casse-Noisette.
Yes, from Casse-Noisette. Sweet. What is it? The Waltz of.
Oh, Dance of the Flowers.
Waltz of the Flowers.
Thank you, Frank.
Yes. Frank, you got it for him by Tchaikovsky. Frank, the title of this song for you is also a remark made by a U.S. lieutenant on the 7th of December, 1941. One, two,
with
three,
Madame Butterfly.
Four. No.
Too late.
Oh, it's a lot of tunes. There's a bit of Salvation Army in there.
Yes, but not all of them were said by your lieutenant in 1941.
It's Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition.
Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition, yes. Lieutenant Forgy or Forgy said it. And it
to a soldier who swallowed a bullet, actually.
A sparkly black joke. Work on that. You'll get to it in the end. Ian, back to 3-4 time for you. I'll count you two bars in.
Yes,
right? 1, 2, 3, 2.
Granada.
Yes, Granada. That's right. Yeah. Dennis, if you find yours at all difficult, I'll give you a hint. Try it unaided. I can tell you it's a fast piece, right? 1, 2.
I think this is just an excuse so you can get your duty-free cigars as a legitimate expense.
No, it can't be that, because there isn't a little lead-in note. It was written for a mailman to play.
A mailman?
Yes.
M-A-I-L
yes.
man?
Yes, while he was galloping along. I can't think of a better clue than that.
With the... Yes, that's it.
It's called the...
The post-horn gallop.
Yes, the post-horn gallop, it is indeed. You've all got marks there.
Mine fitted as well.
Yeah.
No, yours would have had a little pick-up note, da-da-da-da-da, on the front.
I don't know about refinements like that.
Well, then, take it from me. Let's find out how descriptive music is. I'll play you a few bars on the piano of a 19th century descriptive piece for piano. We'll see how near you can get to its title or subject. John, what would you call this? Say that was in style. In
well, it's not quite a waltz. Otherwise, it could be a hesitation waltz.
Any ideas?
No,
none. Sort of. No, it's called a day's ride. It's a horsey,
three-legged horse.
Three-legged horse. Yes, that's right. Frank, your turn. A title or a subject for this?
Do it again.
Subject.
It's a sub Gilbert and Sullivan.
Yes, in period.
It's
right.
it's Jolly Jack Tar's Half Holiday.
You've got a mark. It's the Midship Mite Polka.
Midship Mite.
Midship Dead Mite. Right. Midship Mite. The little tiny little midshipman. Oh. Yes. Midship Mite Polka.
Tiny little midship.
Ian, your turn. An event of 1903 was commemorated with this. Yes, you wouldn't know the event, but what sort of music is it? Give it a title.
Well, it sounds like a march.
That's right.
The only thing in my whole career that ever had anything to do with 1903 was many years ago when I was lucky enough to appear in a command performance, and I wore a uniform of a recruiting sergeant of the guards for 1903 with a pillbox hat and a recruiting sergeant sash, but we sang Soldiers of the Queen that time.
Oh, yes, yeah.
But
it must have been ducky.
Well, this was called the Red Feathers Regimental March, it says, of the Foot Guards of His Excellency the Governor-General of Canada in memory of the visit to Canada in 1903 of the Band of the Coldstream Guards. Dennis, this is described on the copy as un morceau humoristique.
Oh, that's bad.
It is, isn't it?
I would call that Collapse of Stout Party.
That will do very nicely for a march, because it was the Marche Funèbre d'un Elephant.
Oh, yeah.
Funeral March of an Elephant from 1897. That's got rid of that little lot. Yes. Here are four really easy questions, except that I've changed them round to see how much you know about each other's kinds of music. So, in this case, no helping from your partners, please. Rotten, that's right. John. So, John, no help. The instrumentation, please, of the Duke Ellington Orchestra. You've got a pretty wide choice.
Piano,
good. Yeah.
Drums.
Yes, go on.
Continuo player, double bass.
Continuo player.
No double bass. No.
Yes, double bass.
Yes, lots of reeds. Yes. Let's say about 5 clarinets, 3 clarinets. Mm.
Go on. Any
5
brass,
saxophones.
Any brass instruments.
2 trumpets.
Yes. Any more?
Trombone.
Yes, that's right. Well, yes, yes. you've got the right sort of, yes, the clarinets would be saxophone players who doubled clarinets, some or all of them. Yes, I mean, he had up to 4 or 5 trumpets, 4 trombones, 5 saxes, piano, bass, drums, and at one time, long, long ago, a banjo. But you've got the idea, and of course, Ellington himself at the piano.
When they finish playing the clarinet, they put it on a hat peg, don't they, on the floor.
Yes, that's right, yes.
And it sort of stays.
Get rid of it that way, yes. Frank, the Standard Symphony Orchestra, strings, woodwind, brass, percussion. You must have seen musical scores reproduced many times. Reading down from the top of the score, what order do those sections appear in? Strings, woodwind, brass, percussion. You've often seen them and never noticed.
Many times.
Yes, never noticed, have you? Strings, woodwind, brass, percussion, put them in an order. Reading down.
I'd put them violin, strings,
at the top.
In fact.
Jolly nice.
Woodwind, yes. Brass and percussion.
Yes, you'd be wrong.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Strings are always at the bottom, aren't they, John? Woodwind, brass, percussion, string.
But the strings do all the busy stuff.
Yeah.
In the early 18th century, we're thinking of.
I was thinking.
Yes.
The early 18th century.
Ah, well, now, I was coming to that. Yes. I've got that written down here. It says here, watch John like a hawk.
Fair enough.
Ian, over to you. We were all delighted when you were given the OBE. Some of your military PSM friends have FRCOs or ARCMs. What does MJQ stand for?
MJQ. Goodness.
Clearly an honour from the Queen, but I don't know.
MJQ.
Dennis mustn't help him.
No.
It does motorways,
you
jogging queries.
How about PDQ? Any luck with that?
Pretty... something quick.
Pretty dashed quick, yeah. You haven't got it.
Even I know that one.
Do you? Who is it? Who are they?
Modern Jazz Quartet.
Yes, the Modern Jazz Quartet. Quartet. Yes,
oh, it's that's why Dennis was giving you.
I thought you were ordering four beers.
Dennis.
Right. Now he'll wipe the smile off my face. Right. The effortless superiority. Dennis,
the standard string quartet. How many of which instruments?
I didn't even know the standard had a string quartet.
Two, one, and one.
Four instruments.
Yes, four instruments. Two, one, and one of which.
Well, there's violins in there.
Yes.
Violins. Let's see. Oh yes, I'm trying.
The next is
and a viola.
Yes, that's right.
What's that thing? The lady sits a
right.
cello.
Yes, two violins, viola, and cello. You've got them all. One for the audience. Anybody who wants to call out? Who composed the six Haydn quartets? Somebody down here's got it. Yes, Mozart. Mozart composed the six Haydn quartets dedicated to Haydn. No, it wasn't Jeremiah Clarke. A specific question for John, but a general question for the other three. And for the other three, what profession do these players normally follow? And to John, what's the tune called? John,
Some of these days.
Right.
You're going to miss me.
Frank, what profession would they normally follow, those players, would you hazard a guess?
Milkman.
Milkman, right. Ian, in a word?
In a word, did you say?
Yes.
They're musicians, are they?
Yeah, that. Thank you very much. Dennis, what profession would they normally follow?
The Synod of the Church of Scotland.
Well, they're all bank employees, members of the NatWest Jazz Band. Frank, they're playing here a tune called The Dance of the Drapers, but since the members of the band are all bank clerks or bank executives, bank staff anyway, they need a suitable signature tune. So can you think of one off the cuff over the next few seconds? A signature tune for that band, NatWest.
Something by Johnny Cash. Yes. Or Dvořák, he was a Czech.
Oh, yeah, that'd do me. Do me, yes.
Oh, got it.
Got it, what?
Bank clerk. Something by Tellerman.
Oh, yeah. That's right, yes. High-class stuff. Ian, at one point in their LP, the clarinetist by name Seth Marsh, while actually playing one tune, quotes from two others. So you have a triple chance of getting a mark here. Give me one title.
Well, one was Bach Goes to Town.
Yes, he used that in the break at the start. Yes. Then came a little bit of da 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 dee da da dum pum. Did you recognise that, Dennis?
I've got a
feeling I'm falling. And the tune he was actually playing at the time was
After You've Gone.
Yes, you've done very well on that. Dennis, on a couple of tracks on this LP, there's a guest instrumentalist of whom I think it can safely be said that he doesn't play like a bank clerk. Which of these instruments is he on? And, for that matter, who is he? Lovely
trumpet player, yeah.
Yes, lovely trumpet player.
I don't know which one it is. It's obviously one of the good ones because it was a smashing bit of trumpet play. He's professional trumpet
player. Yes,
yeah.
Famous English professional trumpet player.
Is it Kenny Baker?
Yes, Kenny Baker, as guest with the NatWest Jazz Band.
What do they call themselves, that?
The NatWest Jazz Band.
It's a marvellous band leader's name, actually, isn't it?
NatWest
and his Westerners.
playing that Checkpoint Blues.
Yes. It does remind me, I once saw a poster for a dance, you know, long, long years ago, and the name of the band was printed underneath was LESJOYEUX and his band.
Oh, Les.
Les Joyeuks and his band.
Like Les Miserables and
yes. A rollicking song sandwich with two rather sweet ditties by way of contrast in the middle. This week's closing effort, the party pieces. Frank. Hey, look me over.
I thought I might accompany myself.
Hey, look me over. It's a clever lyric, isn't it, Frank? Made
lovely.
Up largely of clichés.
Lovely.
Yes. Ready to go? Here we go.
Hey, look me over, lend me an ear. Fresh out of clover, mortgage up to here. Don't pass the plate, chums, don't pass the cup. I figure whenever you're down and out, the only way is up. And I'll be up like a rosebud, high on the vine. Don't thumb your nose, bud, take a tip from mine. I'm a little bit short of the elbow room, but let me get me some. And look out, world! Here I come.
John's chosen one of the loveliest, I think, of all folk songs, Oh, Waily, Waily.
The water is wide, I cannot get o'er, and neither have I wings to fly. Give me a boat that will carry two, and both shall row, my love and I. Oh, love is handsome, and love is fine, and love's a jewel when it is new. But when it is old, it groweth cold and fades away like morning dew.
Lovely song. Kid Millions was the film. It starred... Anyone in the audience remember who it starred? Kid Millions.
Eddie Cantor.
Thank you, same man. Eddie Cantor, right. And this was one of the songs in it. Now for Dennis.
I will buy up every ice cream factory so all the kids can get their ice cream free. And I'll throw all the spinach in the sea when my ship comes in. I'll leave the choice of motors up to you, and if you say a big Rolls Royce will do, perhaps I'll make it too when my ship comes in. I'll have suits made to measure. In fact, I'll buy a store. And can you imagine the pleasure wearing clothes that no one ever wore before? In golden cups we'll have our tea for two. I'll have Steve Race come round and play for you. And Ian Wallace singing Hoots the New when my ship comes in.
Ian, tell us about the Rio Grande.
Oh, where are you going to, my pretty maid? Oh, Rio, I'm going a-milking, sir, she said. But we're bound for the Rio Grande. Then away, love, away. Down Rio, oh, fare you well, my pretty young girl, for we're bound for the Rio Grande. Then I can't marry you, my pretty maid, oh, Rio. Nobody asked you, kind sir, she said, but we're off to the Rio Grande. Then away, love, away, way down Rio. Oh, fare you well, my pretty young girl, for we're off to the Rio Grande.
And that's all we have time for, except that the news that this week's victory goes to Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. Goodbye.
In My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace, and Dennis Norden. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the program was produced by Pete Atkins.